Thursday, January 23rd, 1986. The preacher is Dr. Arthur Groudon. The sermon text is John chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. The sermon theme is life-giving water.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is a portion of the gospel for the day, John chapter 4, verses 13 through 15. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I will give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." Those are the words of our text. In Jesus' name, amen. The Samaritan woman referred to in the gospel for the day apparently wanted an interesting and rewarding life. That she considered her life dull and boring is indicated by her response to Jesus after he held out to her the possibility of living water. "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." That she tried to escape from sameness and boredom is indicated also by the fact that she had five husbands and was living with a man who was not her husband. Our Lord introduced himself into the life of the Samaritan woman and promised her living water, water that welled up to eternal life. Our Lord wanted to change her life's goals as well as her lifestyle. We, like the woman at the well of Samaria, are tempted to chafe under what we perceive to be the sameness of life. Here in our academic community, those who are students go to class, take notes, write papers, read books and produce book reviews, take tests, go to more classes, write more papers, and take more tests. And just about the time they seem to see the end of the tunnel, registration for classes for the next quarter is scheduled. Those who are the professors prepare for classes, go to class, prepare tests, correct tests, read and evaluate papers and book reviews, attend meeting after meeting, prepare for more classes, correct and evaluate more papers and book reviews. We are all tempted to become frustrated and depressed and to seek change in the wrong direction. Jesus' promise of living water that would well up to eternal life was meant also for all of us. As the Holy Scriptures and the Lutheran confessions indicate, in holy baptism we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Through holy baptism, the Holy Spirit has conveyed to us the blessings and benefits won for us by the Lord Jesus Christ through his perfect life, his death, and his rising from the dead. The Holy Spirit has, in a sense, bathed us in the forgiveness of sins and provided us with life and salvation through our Savior and Redeemer. Jesus has promised that the water he gives us is life-giving and life-sustaining. The living water he provides us through word and sacrament will bubble up, will well up and sustain us until we experience fully the blessings of his church triumphant. This is his promise in the words of our text. As we read, study, and apply his word to our lives, we will see that his mercies are new and fresh every day. As we make use of the means of grace, the Holy Spirit will enable us to experience new facets of God's grace and love in Jesus Christ. The living water that the Lord Jesus provides us will be more than enough for our own personal needs and use. We shall have more than enough to share with the people around us. Already in the Old Testament, God promised that his people would themselves become springs of water. In Isaiah 58:11, God says, "You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail." We can be channels of the gospel of forgiveness and life to members of our immediate families, to the members of our extended family here at Concordia Seminary, and also those who are still outside the family of God. A life that is watered enlivened and sustained by Jesus Christ, can be far from boring, dull, or uninteresting. May our Lord Jesus Christ continue to water and to enliven our lives by His Spirit through the remembrance of the blessings of our baptism, through the daily announcement through His Word of the forgiveness of sins, and through the promise that the living water that He gives us will sustain us to the full experience of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.